Now it's time for the
2
Up on the Upswing.
Always do my best to find interesting business stories for you for the 2 Up. Spider-Man wants $16 for a six-pack. Yes, indeed. Tom Holland, the Spider-Man actor, he participated last January in Dry January. Obviously, that health campaign that's kind of turned into a social movement started in the UK where Tom Holland is, and now it's all over the world. It kind of spawned into Sober October, which is happening right now. But Tom Holland thought, all right, I'm going to keep this sober movement going for the entire year. He talked to Fast Company this week and said it really started leaning in on non-alcoholic beer. Holland told Fast Company, it helped me kind of scratch that itch and find that social void that I was missing. But he wasn't thrilled with the taste of non-alcoholic beers in the pubs and on the retail shelves. Wasn't really keen on the marketing, which is really creative. He looked at the packaging on all the non-alcoholic beers and saw, wow, most of them are blue. And to him, he said, that those blue labels just don't stick out. So him and some other co-founders took that to heart and created a new alcohol-free beer brand called Bero, B-E-R-O, encased in gold and debuting with three styles, Pilsner, an IPA, and a wheat, selling it for $16 for a six-pack, available online, soon rolling out in New York and L.A., and then all across his home area in the U.K. Non-alcoholic beer, wine, and spirits have soared to $740 million annually in sales in the United States. That's still less than 1% of all total beverage alcohol sales, but the growth is really coming, and that some of the projections have it reaching $1 billion in liquor store, grocery store, and other retail sales opportunities within the next 2 years. So $16 for a new NA six-pack. Number two, new to you, Steve Glenn, from the couple that owns Honey Dipped Donuts. A new restaurant's planned for Milwaukee's Park Place Business Park, and it's getting $65,000 in grant funds to help finance the business. IVR Bar is leasing the former Point Burger Bar. It's 109th Street and Good Hope Road. IVR stands for International Variety Restaurant. The menu is going to have a good variety. Indian dishes, curry, masala, pizza, tacos, pasta. IVR will be operated by the couple that also owns the Honey Dip Donuts on Layton and the Indian Village Restaurant on 76th and Forest Home. The $65,000 comes from TIF dollars that will be used to be directed towards the $200,000 restaurant build-out from the space. It's kind of an unusual finance model. TIF District was created in 2017. The district was backed by then Alderman Jim Boyle. He put $300,000 into this pool just for these type of opportunities. So a new business evolving where another business closed thanks to TIF dollars from a former alderman. I like that. You know, when one place closes, another opens. That's what it's all about. That is commerce. That is community. And that's what we do right here on the Upswing.